Run to Old Navy right now to get 30 to 50% off all jeans and all sweaters for everyone in the family. Pair your favorite jeans with any of Old Navy's stylish sweaters and get 30 to 50% off from top to bottom. Every pair of jeans is on sale, including Old Navy Rockstar jeans, and so are the season's best sweaters. All jeans and all sweaters are 30 to 50% off now at Old Navy or oldnavy.com. But you better hurry. This deal won't last. Run to Old Navy. Valid 11-2 to 11-8.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Variety Radio Online, bringing you all things entertainment, including news, reviews, and interviews. I'm Keisha, and we have a very special guest tonight. You guys know her as Jennifer from Tyler Perry's For Better or For Worse, or Tearing Up the Stage, with her hilarious routine featured on Comedy Central and BET. She also appeared on Victorious, Breaking Bad, Psych, Don't Trust the Bee, in Apartment 23, and you will next see her in Tyler Perry's The Single Moms Club. Ladies and gentlemen, sorry for the delay, but here she is, Coco Brown. Hi, Coco.
Hey, how you doing, darling?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Sorry I'm a little tardy here, but when you got a 20-month-old, honey, sometimes they take more precedence.
Oh, I can understand that. So you're both an actress and a comedian. Which do you find more daunting, acting in front of a camera or performing stand-up in front of a live audience?
You know, right now, I am just, you know, really, really finding my true passion with acting. Stand-up will always be my first love, but I just love the embodiment of just digging into a character, becoming that person, and then watching the finished product on screen.
And how did you get into comedy? Were you always funny, or what were some of your earliest moments with that?
Well, you know, if you ask my friends that grew up with me, they've always said that I was funny, I was witty, you know, I was told I had a smart mouth, you know. I just was always, you know, that person that would provide the laughs or whatever. I never saw myself ever being a stand-up comic. And a friend of mine, when I graduated college, is the one who kind of put me in the position to start this career. You know, he saw something in me, and he introduced me to some people in Washington, D.C. that were stand-ups and managers, and you know, it just kind of went from there. And, I mean, like I said, I never thought in a million years I'd be a stand-up comic, be a work of stand-up comic, you know, one that I, you know, would be paying my bills and supporting myself and my child and, you know, everything. It's amazing. I mean, it was something that truly fell in my lap. It was truly, I would guess you say, divine intervention.
So if it wasn't comedy, what was the goal then? What were you driving to do?
I was trying to be the next Connie Chung. Okay, I was in school working at, you know, broadcast journalism, you know, working on the news, working on that kind of thing. You know, I ended up switching gears and got my degree in PR and advertising, and I was looking at being the person behind the ads on TV, not the person in the ads.
And do you see yourself at some point just sort of dabbling into that?
I mean, you know, I'm constantly, you know, promoting myself and doing things. So, I mean, I'm definitely using my degree to some degree, you know, promoting myself and making sure that I'm visible and trying to stay relevant in this game, you know. So, yeah, definitely, I'm definitely using it.
So you performed for Showtime at the Apollo. Now, if I remember correctly, they used to dance people off the stage when things weren't going so well.
Right.
How was that experience for you?
Never got danced off the stage, never got booed off the stage. I actually won 4 straight times and then came back and did comedy just as a stand-up comic on the show twice.
That's good. And so now we're going to see you next in the Tyler Perry's The Single Moms Club. And
yes,
this, I have to say, is a stellar cast with Terry Crews, Nia Long, Amy Smart. What was it like working with everyone?
Amazing, amazing. I think this is something in the water they give you when you work on a Tyler Perry production because, I mean, none of us had worked with each other before, but it was like the very first day of filming to the very last day of filming. It was like a family, and we still all stay in touch. I actually just talked to Nia a couple of days ago. You know, it's something you just become a family. You know, you work together, you get to know each other and how each other works, and you feed off of each other. And, you know, it was an awesome experience. It was an awesome experience.
And what is a Tyler Perry like in real life?
He's an amazing man. He's very business-oriented. He's a perfectionist. He wants you to bring your A-game. And, you know, he's always thinking ahead. You know, he may be working on the project with you, but there's three other projects that's going on at the same time. The man is a master at multitasking.
Were you ever tempted to get him to do the Madea voice?
You know, I never had to ask him, honey. Sometimes it would just come out. You never have to ask him. Depending on the situation, honey, it may just come out, okay?
Are you able to do the Madea voice?
Oh, Lord. I mean, I'm sure I could. I never really tried, you know, hallelujah.
Hello.
You know, good morning. Yeah, all of that. But, I mean, really, when you're working on projects with him, you just don't bring it up. unless he's being Madea in the project, you just don't bring it up.
Now, for better or for worse, just wrapped up season 3 on OWN. Have you heard anything about season 4?
Well, I know that we shot quite a few episodes, so we should be coming back in the spring, you know, with season 4, and it's going to be good. It's going to be, you know, we really tapped into some good storylines, and, you know, people are going to find out, you know, what went on with Keisha and Richard and Leslie and Joseph, need a little bit of what's going on with Jennifer, and, of course, with Angela and Marcus. You know, even there's going to be some interesting storylines between me and Todd, so people are in for a treat when we come back in the spring.
Now, Tasha Smith has a ton of energy, and you have this amazing energy as well. Did you guys sort of, like, bounce off each other and then, like, click on the set?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know, she and I are both very high energy, very passionate about what we do. You know, we commit to our characters. And we have learned how to allow each other to shine. I mean, there's no competition there. It is, you know, it's the well-oiled machine. You know, I mean, when Angela's being big, Jennifer's, you know, low-key. When Jennifer's being big, Angela's low-key. You both of us big at the same time, honey, but overwhelm the TV audience.
I like that. It's a trade-off.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And a lot of people say that television, especially nowadays, has become more diverse than film. Do you find that to be true?
Well, the one thing I think is that there's more opportunities for people to create their own projects. You know, I finally got to a point in this industry where you didn't have to wait for one of the big conglomerates, the big networks, to give you something. You now can create your own, and you have so many different networks that you can go to. I mean, right now, as an African-American actress, you know, we have so many outlets now. You know, there's no longer just BET. You've got TV1. You've got Century. You've got Bounce. I mean, you've got, the Gospel Network. I mean, you have so many different venues now that you can take your, you know, projects to and get them out to the masses. So I think right now what people have learned is, you know, we're no longer waiting for the powers that be to hand us an olive branch. We're going to create our own tree.
And do you see yourself getting more involved in that sort of the production-wise writing and putting projects together like that?
I do. I've been approached about, you know, producing some projects, and I'm looking at them now and, you know, possibly getting involved, you know, just, you know, weighing my options. But, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would absolutely love to produce my own project and produce some other projects. I mean, it's a natural progression in this business.
Now, what was your reaction? SNL, if you haven't heard, held an audition coming off the criticism of a lack of diversity in cast. They just hired Tashir Zanata for on-screen sketches and Kendra Too, Leslie for the writing staff. What was your reaction to that?
I was happy. I mean, you know, sometimes I wonder if that comment Keenan made was actually a very well-calculated comment, because I can't imagine him being in the position that he's in and saying that there are no funny black female comedians, because there are slews of them in every capacity, whether it be writing, whether it be sketch comedy, whether it be stand-up, whether it be just comedic acting. There is a gang of us out here. Do not sleep. And I can't imagine him being in the position he's in and not knowing that. And I'm wondering sometimes if he made that comment to put a jolt to put a fire under the butts of that be and the powers that be to get some more diversity on the show. And, you know, I know quite a few young ladies who went out for, you know, the position on SNL. And, you know, I encouraged them. I was so, you know, I was extremely supportive. I thought it was a great look, you know, and I'm totally happy for the girl that got it, you know. And I know that the pressure on her, if they chose her, then I pray that she is, you know, able to stand up to the challenge and come out with flying colors, you know, and the fact that they brought on some writers, you know, some black female writers. Hallelujah, you know, because that's another thing, you know. They try to pigeonhole us. They really do. They try to keep us in a box. You're either pretty and everybody wants to sleep with you, or you're fat and funny. They really want to try to keep us in a box. But I think eventually we will break out of that, and people will just realize that funny does not have a color, does not have a size. Funny is funny.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. And would you... Have you ever tried out for SNL, and would you ever go on it?
I have not tried out for SNL. I felt like at this point in my career, it just wasn't conducive to where I was going. I have tried out for Mad TV a few times, and I think like four times when I first moved out here to LA. You know, it made, you know, a few callbacks and stuff like that. But I also know my own strengths. I mean, I can do sketch comedy, but it's not my passion. It's not what I do. I'm a comedic actress. I am a stand-up comedian. I'm the person that, you know, I would rather take a character that's already written on paper and bring her to life. That's what I do. That's my strength. Would I ever go on SNL? Sure, I'd have a ball with it. I'm sure they would probably stick me playing Oprah or, you know, Star Jones or something. But, hey, I'd play it the wheels fell off.
It wouldn't be Keenan. I've noticed that a lot, too. Keenan played a lot of the female characters because they didn't have before.
Right, exactly.
So now it's the award season and the Oscars are coming around, and we're going to be hearing a lot about, you know, how the different diets that actors and actresses go on. Have you noticed that in the air, and any added pressure from actors and saying, I have to slim down for this award show?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, luckily for me, I have gotten the parts I've gotten and I've gotten the roles I've gotten based on how I look right now. You know, I always try to tone it up and look good, but, you know, I am the size that I am that's got me working. So I'm not somewhere starving myself and working out 10 times a week to get into a size zero dress. And if you ever see me in one, pray for me because I'm sick.
Okay. And actually, going on with that positive body image, you actually teamed up with Mental Fitness, which helps to spread awareness on eating disorders and body image issues. How did you get involved with that?
Well, you know, I just think that we're in such a day and age, you know, that, you know, people want to put beauty in such a box and say that you are only beautiful if you look a certain way. And to me, beauty is a state of mind. So when I was approached to be a part of this, I felt very passionate about it because, you know, I love me and just the way that God made me. And, you know, sure, I could be better. Everybody could. I don't care if you're a size zero. I don't care if you're drop-dead gorgeous. It's something about you, whether it be your inside or your outside, that you can always improve on. But I think that especially young girls really need to be able to embody their beauty from the inside and let it radiate and they love and accept the body that if you want to make it better, you want to lose weight, let it be your choice and not because society is telling you that you're not pretty unless you look a certain way.
That's such a great message to send out. And I actually wanted to ask you about the Single Moms Club. What can you tell me about your character in the film?
Well, Lydia embodies a lot of women that are out here who are single mothers, who have more than one child, who may have never been married but have chosen to bring life into this world, and they find themselves in the struggles of everyday life of trying to be a good mother and raise productive human beings and, you know, and not be considered a stereotype or, you know, looked down upon because they chose not to be married and have children. And, you know, she is real. There is no cut card with her. You know, she has given birth, so she feels a little entitled to her opinion, and she's very clear about who she is and what she wants for her children. I think in the movie, you know, it is Terry Crews' character who plays Branson, who is the gentleman who's wanting to be with her. He opens up her eyes and lets her know that she can still do it all and have love too. And I think that's a beautiful message, because a lot of women get so wrapped up in being mothers that they forget that you need to be loved too on a personal, more intimate level. And yes, love from your children is immeasurable, but at the same token, as a woman, it feels good to have that love and support of a significant other.
And have you experienced that in your life, you know, being too wrapped up in taking care of your baby?
Absolutely, honey. Life imitates art every day in my life. You know, I mean, when I shot that movie, I was contemplating a divorce, and now when I walk the red carpet at the premiere, I am divorced, and my life is imitating art. And now, you know, I'm going through the process of getting myself back together, making myself whole for myself and for my son, so that if there is a special someone out there, I will be clear of him and what I want and what I don't want, and I'll be a whole person for that person.
Okay, we only have 5 minutes left, so I have to get to my last few questions. So I was gathering your social network links to promote on the interview, and I saw that you liked Idris Elba on Facebook. Have you ever met him?
I have not, and God help me when I do. Because I don't know if I'm going to be able to contain myself, because there's nothing like a chocolate man and then throw an accent on top of it, honey. I don't know. I may catch a case. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. If I know I'm going to meet him, I'm going to have my lawyer on speed dial.
I will help bail you out of jail.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you. I'll touch him for you. I'll touch him for you.
Okay. And so have you paid attention to any of the Oscar movies that are nominated this year?
I have. I haven't had a chance to get to the movies as much as I would like, because I've been so busy, but I actually got a lot of my screeners from the Screen Actors Guild, and I've been trying to watch at least two a weekend so I can catch up on what's what. You know, some of them I'm like, how? But, you know, everybody has a different point of view. But some of them I can totally see why they're Oscar contenders. I am pretty dang shocked that The Butler and Fruitvale Station didn't get anything, because both of those movies were so incredibly powerful. But, you know, no one will ever understand the machine behind the Academy Awards.
Yeah, you never know. But Idris Elba is nominated for Mandela.
Yes.
So,
best actor?
I believe he's best actor, nominated for best actor.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I thought it was just Chiwetel Ejiofor. Okay.
Oh, wait. Maybe it might be. It's just him. Oh, it's for the Golden Globes. Sorry. Never mind. What would you consider to be your favorite movie of the year 2013?
I'm going to be real with you. It was The Butler. I absolutely loved The Butler. And, I mean, 12 Years as a Slave and Fruitvale Station were extremely powerful movies, painful to watch, but I love them. I mean, they were extremely well done, and the acting was impeccable, but I was definitely a Butler fan. I remember being in the theater opening weekend thinking, oh, this is about to get an Oscar. So that's why I was so shocked that it didn't even get a nomination. But, I mean, 2013, that was probably one of my favorite movies, with The Butler.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Coco, for talking to
thank
me.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you, darling, for having me.
Everyone who's listening.
I wanted to jump in real quick, and I wanted to thank Coco, too, and I wanted to let her know that this is Keisha's very first interview on Variety Radio Online, so you have broken her in.
Oh, I feel so special. Thank you so much. I feel so honored. Thank you.
And you were great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, darling. I love you.
Tyler Perry's A Single Moms Club will land in theaters March 14th, but you can find her at www.cocobrown4life.com on Twitter at CocoBrown22 or on Facebook at facebook.com/CocoBrownForLife. As always, Variety Radio, you can find us on Twitter at TheVRO, facebook.com/VarietyRadioOnline, and on our website, TheVRO.com. Thank you guys for listening again. Thank you, Coco.
Thank you, darling. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you love the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a different seat.
Run to Old Navy right now to get 30 to 50% off all jeans and all sweaters for everyone in the family. Pair your favorite jeans with any of Old Navy's stylish sweaters and get 30 to 50% off from top to bottom. Every pair of jeans is on sale, including Old Navy Rockstar jeans. And so are the season's best sweaters. All jeans and all sweaters are 30 to 50% off now at Old Navy or OldNavy.com. But you better hurry. This deal won't last. Run to Old Navy. Valid 11-2 to 11-8.